Hi, friends. Gene Valentino from the Grassroots Truthcast. You've got to join us not only for the great shows and entertainment and guests, but you got to join us because our sponsorship is growing and it would mean a lot to them, not to mention me, if you come on board. And the one we're featuring this week is Luis Sanchez from the Cigar Shop. He owns a company called La Tradición Cubana. The Cigar Shop, Miami, Florida, since 1995. This Luis is really one heck of a guy. He's determined to manufacture cigars based on an unprecedented excellence in quality using old-fashioned Cuban methods. The cigar isn't always cheaper, but it is better. And if, like, you're drinking a fine wine, you got to have a fine cigar, look for Luis Sanchez at the Cigar Shop. He helped me find a nice Connecticut wrapper with a Nicaraguan blend. And this cigar has become not only my enjoyment, but this cigar has also become my brand and my marketing tool. You notice up close, we've got a little label he's put on there for me. And that's my website, genevalentino.com. It's at the Grassroots Truthcast. Now, here's the deal. You go to thecubanshop.com, find the cigar you want, and Luis will throw in the labels for free. But you got to tell him Gene sent you. Tell Luis Gene sent you. The labels are free. These are $50 to $100 values based on the count. And you can get this to become part of your branding experiment. I'm using this with my guests on the Grassroots Truthcasts. This could be your brand on your product, your service, anywhere in the world. Look for Luis Sanchez at thecubanshop.com. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy your smoke.
Hey, we've got our friend, the host of the Grassroots Truthcast, Gene Valentino, joining us. Gene, welcome to State of the Nation. How are you today, my friend?
Hey, hi, Brian. Hey, Timothy, I wish they asked me for my ID.
Stick with us,
Gene. It's a topsy-turvy world, though, Gene.
It'll happen.
You got that right.
Now, Gene, I'm going to run through some headlines here with you. We've got a number of crazy things going on. I want to get your take on this one. Pope Francis denounces anti-vaxxers and calls COVID jab refusal and, quote, almost suicidal act of denial, end quote. What do you think about that?
Well, there's one good reason to continue with the division between church and state, although how proud I am our founding documents are based on God and religion. But the fact is, I don't think the Pope understands the science, so he ought to just chill a little bit on that issue. I think there's enough evidence out there that has sobered up a lot of people. As recent as today, when I see people passing at 50 years of age, people demanding that the right thing to do was to take the vax. Those clinical trials didn't occur with this vaccine. And I think evidence is rearing its ugly head and showing that there's way too many people that are passing because of the lack of efficacy in the trials, the clinical trials of this vaccination.
Absolutely. Yeah, a friend of mine is an athlete too. All his life, never had any heart issues, no family history of heart issues. And 3 weeks after he took the gene jab because he was taking care of his elderly father and was told that it was necessary, he's got a lifetime arrhythmia now. One of our attorneys just had a massive heart attack last weekend in Arizona when he was on vacation. And Gene, I suffer with the disability of having had an excellent undergraduate and graduate school education in molecular biology. So I replied, I tweeted out yesterday, Timbo denounces Pope Francis, calls pushing COVID jab an almost suicidal act of denial.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Well, here's a comment I want to read you guys from a reader on this article. He should meet the families of the dead and crippled vax takers that suffered complications from the Cull experiment. I wonder how many shares the Vatican owns in Big Pharma stock and how big a donation that church received to put this statement out. Just proves society is finally waking up. This reeks of Big Pharma panic and desperation.
That happens to be one of the questions I am going to ask of Dr. Robert Malone, who will be my guest this week on Gene Valentino's Grassroots Truthcast. I'll be happy to share some of the episode with you and make it a point of discussion. I absolutely think that while there were wrongdoings in the way this vaccination and subsequent vaccinations were released, I think that it is another one of those Geno's 3Ds, the divert, deflect, and distract issues that are occupying our news. We have so many issues before us that are capturing our attention because I really believe we have been distracted from a fundamental truth about the governance of this nation and the protection of our constitutional republic. And if you guys don't mind, I'd like to read you a statement I wanted to throw at you today for you to chew on, for all of those listening and watching to chew on. I really would appreciate your comment on something, if time allows.
Absolutely.
Okay, then I'll just read it to you. I wrote it, so just let me read it straight off the screen here. The tug of war between the Supreme Court and the Federal Court of Appeals, which we've seen this week, is a proxy struggle for nothing less than the soul of our republic. Our courts and our judicial system are rotten from top to bottom, and we've been oblivious to how bad it really is. All this lawfare against Donald Trump has pulled the curtain back on the deterioration of the system of checks and balances, which includes the COVID era we just came out of, and that our founding fathers, our fathers set in place something to protect us from government. To reiterate, our republic is designed to seek power with we the people, not government agencies and officials. Look at the lack of oversight on the COVID issue you just brought up a minute ago. Our founding fathers foresaw this 250 years ago. By the grace of God, it still remains the oldest living governance in the world. But 250 years ago, our founding fathers thought about this and were worried that government would turn against us the first chance it got. They split up power between federal and state authorities to prevent exactly what we're seeing today with elections shenanigans and Justice Department lawfare against political enemies. And now they're importing invading forces to pit them against us in a last-ditch effort to cling to this power. I'm referring to Biden shuttling 300 and something people, illegals, into the states. And Texas is pushing back against that invasion. And all that stands between full totalitarian control and the power of we the people are these court decisions that are pending before us right now. We are at the brink of losing our free republic. And I hope the Supreme Court holds firm. I hope Texas holds firm. And I hope the other states, specifically right now, Arizona and California, although all 50 should join in with Texas and defend our national sovereignty, which now must be done state by state because of the dysfunction at the federal level. I thought I'd throw that out to you to light the match in the gas tank.
Gene, you just lit the fuse for freedom right there. You got about 30 seconds to take us out, my friend. Final thoughts.
The final thoughts are that while the court works through a process of saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe Texas is correct. We can't abandon their right to protect themselves and the Constitution. May send a message to all of us about the real issue, and that we must make sure we're putting in elected officials that are accountable, transparent, with term limits, with a budget that
that is planned for each year so that we can hold everybody accountable. If it's going to be we the people, it's you and me, baby, not a bunch of oligarchs at the top taking us over.
That's right. All right. GeneValentino.com is where you keep up with Gene. And of course, check out the Grassroots Truthcast. Thank you, Gene. We'll see you next time right here on State of the Nation at Today's News Talk TNT.
Interviews, news, and views. You're listening to State of the Nation with Timothy Shea and Brian McClain on Today's News Talk TNT.
8 years ago, we developed and launched the best bed sheets ever. Since then, you've all enjoyed the best sleep of your life. And to thank you all for your support, we're bringing you our bed sheets for the lowest price in MyPillow history. Get our seasonal flannel sheets for 50% off. They're nearly sold out, so get yours today before they're gone. Check out our new Percale line. Queen size only $39.98. King size only $49.98. And our famous Giza Dream bed sheets, queen size, originally $139.96. Wait on it. Now only $59.98. King's just $10 more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow bed sheets. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free. We have very low quantities at these prices, so order now.